Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Yeah, folks, it's Sunday. It's the Chair Shot Radio Sunday, and Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar are back in the driver's seat after a week off for both of us. Welcome back, Dave. Welcome back, me. Welcome back, us.
Yes, welcome back, us, after PC Tony and Christopher Platt's awesome 14-minute session last week. That was fantastic.
Where they didn't speak a word of hockey. Well, here's the thing is, we're on the long end of the Chair Shot Radio team. Like, you know this, like between us, Three Man Weave has basically become a Chair Shot Radio segment. I've noticed, like, I think on Fridays, like that's become like an hour long Chair Shot Radio. So they are kind of all over the place. DeMarco, if he caps out at 18 minutes, that's a long show for him. In fact, when Miranda and I doubled his time on Wednesday, not Thursday, like I insisted, it was really embarrassing. I corrected Miranda, who was right. Who was like, oh, we're recording for Wednesday. I was like, nah, it's Kayfabe Thursday. And I was wrong. And then I profusely apologized to Greg and Tony and everybody who would listen, because I was not my best.
That's the problem with recording these a day early, that you're like, what day does this air? What day is it actually? You know, you start questioning reality.
It's Kayfabe Sunday.
That's right.
Kayfabe Sunday here for us.
But all kidding aside, I really appreciated Tony and Chris stepping in. I was going to jump on and then I was going to be late. And even Tony was like, can we like not talk about hockey too much? And I'm like, dude, that's our gimmick. We got to talk hockey. You can't ignore the fourth big major sport in the country. Or maybe
the sport that nobody else. I mean, who knows? We're probably the least listened to Chair Shot Radio. People are like, I don't care about hockey, which is fine, I guess. Like, if you don't like hockey, I'm sorry that you don't like the gentleman's sport that is hockey.
This falls under the sports umbrella of sports entertainment and sports entertainment.
Right. Well, and we are going to talk hockey today. We're getting into the end of the season. The trade deadline is passed. Teams are clinching. We are going to take a break from our normal segment of Your Team Sucks this week. Just getting back, Dave and I, just to pull the curtain back, haven't had really time to talk about who we wanted to pick on this week. So we do want to, I told Dave that there was a topic that a news item that broke in sports on Friday that I just would like to talk about that crosses over both sports and wrestling, professional wrestling. And so we'll save that for the second half of the show today. But with that being said, let's get into it with some hockey talk, and we can't do that without a little bit of an intro.
I'm going to make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed for Superfan number 99 over here.
You're welcome. I know you all missed Hockey Talk. Don't lie, listeners. And so, shame on Tunney and Platt for not talking about hockey. Whatever. We're going to do it today. And first, we're going to cover some ground from last week. The trade deadline passed. And lots of teams made moves. My team didn't really make moves because mediocrity is their season. As here we are sitting looking at our 19-19 record, fifth place in the West out of the playoffs right now, a point behind the Phoenix Coyotes. So, Dave, who made big moves that matter? Because I'm so disgusted with my team that I stopped paying attention to who made moves that matter.
Yeah, interestingly, in your division, the West, there wasn't a lot that happened out there. I think, and I'm looking through here, there was one thing happened out West. I think only one team. The Avalanche got Devan Dubnyk to bolster their goaltending core. Like, they really need help at this point. Vegas didn't really do anything. Minnesota, Arizona, your Blues didn't do much of anything. That was kind of the forgotten division, as far as I could tell. Florida, I thought, in the Central. And Tampa as well made some moves. This Sam Bennett trade that Florida pulled with Calgary looks like it's going to pay some pretty big dividends for them. That's a good one. Tampa got, I think they got, what, Dennis Savard? Is that who they got? Defender?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, so they made a good move, and that'll help Tampa. Yeah, David Savard, excuse me, in a three-team deal. That was a pretty shrewd move on Tampa's part to bolster their defense. Of course, the defending champs. Out in the North Division, you had a couple of teams. I mean, we talked about it early on with Montreal getting Staal, and that seems to have worked out well for them. And then Toronto, your guys, your big pick, pulled off that three-team trade to get who they got. Nick Foligno, I think, is who they got in a three-team trade to make Toronto even more annoyingly good. That's all fine. But you know, and it's
annoyingly
not
good. And this is annoyingly, they're just good.
They are. And they, and you know, things were getting wide and tight for a while, but they've now opened that up. I know we're going to talk standings just a minute. All the big moves, and it's not just because it's my team's division, but they really seem to come in the East. The Islanders made that move that we talked about last time we were on here, an early trade deadline move where they got those guys from who they get from the Devils, which I was not happy about. But then the big stuff started happening. Boston got Tyler Hall from the Sabres in a three-team deal. And that was a big move for Boston. Pittsburgh got Jeff Carter from the Kings, which adds a lot of veteran leadership to a team that's already loaded with veteran leadership. I mean, you got Crosby, you got Malkin. They have a bit of a history of winning Stanley Cups. And then I know I had sent the text to you early in the day that it looked like the Caps weren't going to do anything. And then it was a post deadline, like the deal had been done. And then it didn't come in until like 30 minutes after the deadline ended, where the Caps got Anthony Mantha from Detroit for Jacob Verana and Richard Ponick and a couple of draft picks, which to me was a lot of people are questioning the deal because it's like, well, you know, Mantha's is good, but he's not really that. He doesn't really move the meter much over Verana, but the thing about the Caps and the Red Wings deal is you don't see deals like that done often at the trade deadline. Usually they're for rental players, you know, we've got to get somebody for sure. Like, this was a real trade at the trade deadline because Mantha's got like 2 years left on his contract. And so this wasn't just a, hey, we're going to get him and then he's going to be an unrestricted free agent in a few months. He's going to be there for a while. I personally, I mean, for Detroit fans, I've read a lot of stuff. Detroit fans were thrilled with this move because they're really looking good for the future with those draft picks.
Yeah, that's, I think Detroit is really focusing on, like, we always talk about rebuilds. This is a rebuild year for Detroit, and they are unloading some dead weight. They're freeing up money, and they're bringing in prospects and players that are going to make them a factor 2 years from now, and so maybe even a year from now. We don't know.
And I like this kid a lot, Pat Mantha. He scored every goal, yeah, a goal in every game since he came there, except for the 1-0 game the other night. He doesn't have Verona speed, and I love seeing Verona score a goal his first game for Detroit because he's. Right. He was a big part of that 2018 Cup run. He scored the game-winning goal against Pittsburgh in Game 5. He got the ball rolling in the Cup clincher against Vegas. So I got a soft spot for him. But Mantha is, I mean, he's just a really big guy. And the Caps are a very large team. So physically, they're going to cause, I mean, and we know during the playoffs, the bigger, more physical teams tend to do better down the stretch because they just wear you out in a long series.
Absolutely.
And the Caps,
you look at the last two Stanley Cup winners, and it's, they beat the other team apart. Like, and I always talk about the Blues and the Bruins. They physically wore out Boston, right, by the time it was all said and done in Game 7.
And the Caps did that to Vegas the year before, because Vegas during the regular season, right, was so fast, but the, yep, grind of the playoffs in that series where the Caps were just a much, other than Ryan Reeves, but fuck him, we can talk about him some other time. You know, they just wore them down. So I love the, sure, move that the Caps did. The East is going to be fun. The playoffs are almost here. I know you want to talk standings because, yeah, like a couple of teams have clinched already, haven't they?
Well, before we do that, it's always important to grossly overreact to trade deadline decisions. And so I think, you know, usually there's a lot of the punditry will declare winners and losers. Clearly, you feel like your Caps made a good move, maybe are among the winners. Who do you think helped themselves the most out of this trade deadline? And I'll just lay it out. The Blues lost. Like, the Blues were losers. They should have done something. They did nothing. And unfortunately, they probably didn't have a lot that they could do because of just what's tied up right now.
Yeah, the Blues lost. I'm sorry. But they needed to do something. They need to do something, and they didn't. I love what Florida did. It's not just the Sam Bennett deal, though, because they also got Brandon Montour in a trade.
Right.
And they needed him because they'd lost some people. Florida is a very dangerous team, and one that you're going to have to watch in the playoffs, because that Central Division, you've got three really, really good teams there with Florida, Tampa, and Carolina. And I think anything that you can do right now to kind of, distance yourself from the competition. Carolina kind of surprised me that they weren't more active, but they must feel like they've got it all under control.
Well, yeah, and I think we'll get into that as we look at standings, because Vegas and Colorado, what did they really need to add? There was not, like, they're both playing phenomenal hockey right now, and let's just get to it. Those are the two teams that have clinched playoff spots, like, so far. That we know, like, both of those teams, both out of the West, have been dominant, and Vegas is ahead on points, but has played two fewer games right now than Colorado. But I mean, Colorado's 31-9, Vegas is 33-11. It's ridiculous. Minnesota's 30-13. Those teams are clearly in. The Blues are done. I'm calling it now. I think that the Blues might sneak in because they're only a point out, but I don't buy them. They're a 500 team. They're a middling team, and they can't beat Arizona. Every time they played Arizona, they've gotten handed to them. They're losing more than they win, and so I'm declaring them dead. And let's go to the East.
Well, but before we leave the West, though, because I know.
No. It is what it is. I've conceded that Phoenix is going to take it. I don't think San Jose is going to make
Minnesota can actually clinch today. There is a clinching scenario where Minnesota can get it. And they should. They got 63 points. And then there's a damn near a 20-point gap between Minnesota and Arizona. It seems this is where the current playoff format is going to be a problem, because you're looking at a Colorado versus Minnesota or Vegas versus Minnesota first round matchup. And that's, they're going to just, I mean, you're talking two of the best teams in the league are going to face each other right off the bat. Whereas Vegas or Colorado or possibly Minnesota gets to, but it, see, I don't know if the Blues are in there, they've got the experience to pull off an upset.
But here's my question to you. One, we all know that when it comes playoff time, the teams with the best records don't always be the ones that are the ones that pull it out. It's all about who's hot when, and we'll, you know, when the playoffs start, we'll start to see that play out. But what I find really interesting is I think this is more emblematic of the problem. Like, we talked about how strong we thought the Central were going to be when it was really a three-team division is what it's played itself out to be. When you look down, if you go down and you look down the line, you look at the Central, Nashville in fourth place. Yeah, they're 13 points behind Carolina, who's in first, but that's based on the strength of Carolina with more overtime points than Nashville. Nashville's only had two games go to overtime all season. They're a 26 win team. You know, they're set, like, the other side of that is they seem to pile up the losses. That seems to be their big thing. They got more losses than anybody else in the top four, but 26 and 21, that's terrific. And Carolina and Florida are both strong. You just talked about how good they're going to be. Carolina could clinch today as well, if I'm not missed, or yes. Saturday, the 24th, when we're recording.
Right.
They clinch today as well, and they should. They're going to. It's not a question of if they clinch. It's a question of when they clinch their playoff spot. And so
their goalie Mrazek has been playing just phenomenally. Right. But the Central, I'm not counting Dallas out. They are charging hard down the backstretch. They struggled for much of the year. Now they're sitting 4 points behind Nashville with three games less than Nashville. So Dallas, last year's runner up, has struggled a lot this year. They had that big delay at the beginning with COVID. Now they're charging down the backstretch. I'm not counting them out yet. So we'll see what they do.
And yeah, so moving on to the East, where nobody is in a clinching scenario quite yet. You were talking about an unexciting first round. The East is going to have a very exciting first round of playoffs, no matter what. Because you look at this, all four teams are at the top, Boston, New York, Pittsburgh, and Washington, within three wins of each other. You know, Pittsburgh and Washington are in a virtual tie. Basically, it's an overtime point ahead of Pittsburgh for the Caps right now. And, okay, here's my question for you. Can the Rangers sneak in? Because the Rangers have been playing good hockey, and they're sneaky good.
They are, but
Can they nip Boston?
No, they can't. Boston's not going to give up this lead. And Boston, you know, they made the Tyler Hall trade, or Taylor Hall. Is it Taylor Hall or Tyler Hall? I forget which one it is. I think it's Taylor. I think that's going to help them out. They've been playing. They had a little bit of a lull there. They're playing much better. The Rangers are playing very well. I don't think there's going to be time for them. And I don't know. I mean, if Boston and the Rangers play each other straight up, then sure, that those are 4 point swing games right there. So they could. I just don't see it happening. I think Boston is too good right now. But I mean, you're looking at a 4 point separation between the Bruins and the Caps right now. And the Caps are 10 points ahead of the Rangers for the last playoff spot. So yeah, there's no playoffs clinchers. What do we got? 19 games left. So I mean, the Caps schedule down the stretch is brutal. I mean, it's Pittsburgh, it's Boston, they're playing three in a row against the Islanders. I mean, that's going to probably decide a lot of the division right there. But yeah, I mean, if it's the Caps Bruins in the first round, Jesus, those two teams do not like each other at all. And that has grown immensely this year. And Pittsburgh and the Islanders, no history there.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You're looking at, like I said, you're looking at great hockey all the way around out of the East, and you can't go wrong there. I'll tell you, the least exciting division is the one that we saved for last, and that's Canada. Because I don't know, like, I'm just not sold on anybody below Toronto. And I know I've been the Toronto guy. They had that one lull, and now they've created some more separation. They're 6 points up on Winnipeg. I would watch out. You know, I asked this question of you from the east. I'm going to ask this again in the Scotia North. Sorry, I just keep calling it Canada.
You've been calling that all year.
Calgary is sneaky good too. Can Calgary get in there on Montreal? No. They're 6 points out. No. You don't think so?
Again, no. They traded away Bennett to Panthers. He was one of their better young players. So I think Carolina was in seller mode at the trade deadline, or not Carolina, Calgary, excuse me, was in seller mode at the trade deadline, and then started to win a few games here and there. I don't think so. It's like, oh shit, we're not that bad after all. Vancouver's, I don't know. I mean, they're obviously way behind other teams as far as games played because of the big COVID outbreak. As soon as they came back though, they put like a 9 spot on somebody. So that's kind of,
they were rested.
They were well rested. I don't see them being a factor. I think the North is pretty much locked in. I do. Winnipeg Edmonton is going to be a fantastic series. That's going to be an excellent one. And you know, if it is Toronto, Montreal, I mean, there's a lot of history with those teams and those provinces. There's
history, but I feel like they're in completely different places right now. Like, I think Toronto really is a complete team in that division. And I don't know that any other team out there is as strong as that. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right. Toronto is head and shoulders above the, but like you said, just basically 5 minutes ago, that best record, regular season record, means nothing in the playoffs. And
it doesn't. It always makes me nervous.
I go back to 2010. That Capitals team had no business losing a 3-1 lead to the Canadiens, and they did.
So I still got my Toronto pick going strong. I'm feeling like my Stanley Cup final prediction as of today, Saturday, April 24th, 2021, the Toronto Maple Leafs versus the Colorado Avalanche.
Maybe. I mean, if they end up,
that's my call. If they end up on separate sides of the bracket, right. I don't know how, I can't remember how the cup bracket works. If they're on separate sides, those are the two teams that clash. I think that out of each division, I would say Carolina is, I'm feeling really good about Carolina right now. And then don't hurt me. Sorry. I think it's the Bruins. I think it's the Bruins out of the East.
Maybe.
especially if Ovi's hurt, like seriously hurt, and we don't know the extent, like this is just word coming out of today, literally today on the 24th as we're talking about this, that Ovechkin's missing at least one game. Sounds like a minor thing, but we all know hockey talk where they just don't play their hand when it comes to injuries. It's lower body injury, upper body injury, stuff like that, and they just never tell you this.
If Ovi's gone for any extended period of time, that's obviously problematic for the Caps. The Caps, what I worry about is still the goaltending. Samsonov played his brains out against the Islanders the other night. So if he's healthy, because I know like last year, I think it was Holtby against the Islanders and it didn't work out so well. If he's healthy, then I give the Caps a good shot, because physically they will wear down. Even a team as large as Boston will get worn down in a 7-game series against the Caps. Pittsburgh's a team I really worry about coming out of the East, Pat. That pains me even more than your Boston pick, is to sit there and say, you know,
I mean, Bruins fans are insufferable. That's why.
Penguins fans are not much better. But I really liked what they did with Jeff Carter, because adding some more veteran leadership to a team that's loaded with that is only a good thing. I mean, basically the captain of the Kings got traded to Pitt. Now he's not going to take Sid's captaincy, of course, but I love that move that Pittsburgh did, which pains me to say. But if Mantha's really motivated, and he seems to be, and he's a really big force to deal with for the Caps, the East is going to be fun. And I like what Colorado, Toronto is a really shrewd pick, because I would probably go in the same direction. Colorado was my pick to win the cup. Toronto was your pick. If they play each other, I guess one of us will be right.
There you go. And on that note, we'll know a little bit more by the end of next week and next week's Chair Shot Radio, as more clinching will be taking place as we come here towards the home stretch. We're going to take a quick commercial break now. When we come back, we are going to talk about one of my favorite football players of all time on one of my favorite football teams of all time, who just announced some terrible, terrible news. You are listening to Chair Shot Radio on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the chairshot.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back. As I mentioned at the top of the program, I asked Dave if we could take a week off on Your Team Sucks. Though, Dave, I'm going to tell you, I'm very tempted next week to go after my St. Louis Cardinals. They suck this year. They suck hard, hard. And I'm ready to beat my own team up.
Yeah, I'll leave it up to you, man.
I gotta apologize to PC Tunney here on the air because the Brewers are in first place as of this recording.
It is very early, now, and the only thing for certain is that the defending champion Dodgers are damn good. That's about it.
Right. And I will say that the Brewers did just get their asses handed to them to the tune of a 15-4 loss to the Cubs yesterday on Friday. So it's not all said and done, but the Brewers are really, really good. And I think people thought they'd be okay, but I don't think anybody saw them as being really good.
My Nats talked shit about the Mets and then got pasted 6-0. That was fun.
Right. Neither of our teams are good.
No,
so
they're not.
That's neither here nor there today. What I did want to talk about is the news that broke on Friday regarding Steve McMichael, former Chicago Bear, former Green Bay Packer football star, who then transitioned into the world of professional wrestling, was part of the broadcast booth on the original Nitro, WCW Nitro, before transitioning into a full-time wrestling role with the Four Horsemen. And news broke on Friday. He did an interview with the Chicago Tribune and revealed to the world, basically, that he has been diagnosed with ALS, that he was diagnosed 3 months ago, and he's not doing well at all. He's lost somewhere in the neighborhood of over 100 pounds. He's now in a wheelchair. that, you know, he's only 63 years old. He can't use his arms. His legs are significantly weakened. The Bears actually, the Chicago Bears organization actually paid for the wheelchair for Mongo. And it's just, I don't know, the Chicago Bears 1985 46 defense was the stuff of legend in 85. You know, and McMichael was drafted by the Patriots in 1980, came to the Bears in 81, and was on and starred with the Bears for years before he went and spent his final season with the Packers. And yeah, I mean, this guy was, he was a Superman. And to see this story, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's shocking to see him in this condition, but you know, I mean, that's what, unfortunately, that's the reality of ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease for some of the people out there. It's you know, progressive nervous system disease. It's just, I mean, undefeated as far as I can tell, as far as once you get it,
right.
It does this. And it's sad that Mongo's got it, and it's affected him so quickly to the point that he's deteriorated, like you're saying, wheelchair bound, no use of the arms, needs his wife's help to help him with just basic activities of daily living, and it's tragic. It's terrible. It's right. One of those diseases that, you know, the only person I've ever known who really, I wouldn't say thrived with it, but kind of managed it, was Stephen Hawking. And even that's debatable, because right. He managed it, yeah, but he had to use a wheelchair and everything. I mean, he survived for a long time with it. Most people don't. So that's the only thing exceptional about him. But yeah, it's when you see somebody who was larger than life, like Mongo was, especially those right. of us who remember him on Monday Nitro during the when WCW was beating WWE's ass, and he's just a larger than life personality who you would never in a million years imagine him like. And even he said it in that interview, I never thought this is how it would end for me. And it's yeah, like you're saying, heartbreaking is a great word. It's tragic. It's just, it's very depressing.
Well, it's very interesting, because he is such a big personality. Like, it wasn't just his presence as a person, and folks would always question why he was pushed in WCW for as long as he was. It's because of his presence, because he was not like, there's a Twitter account that's literally just, it's Steve McMichael Botches that eventually became like Wrestling Botches, just put out in gift form. Hello, puppies. I hear you. Dave's tag team partners have shown up.
I don't even know where they are.
And, right. They're around. And it's just, it's one of those things, like, we're going to give us a minute here to see what's going on with the dogs. Hey, tell them I said hi.
I'll tell them that for you.
All right. Thank you. You're going to tell them to shut the fuck up. Anyway, but you look at how he would show up at Nitro, and anytime he was in Chicago or Green Bay, like, he'd kind of laugh at it, but he would be like, you know, Chicago, Mongo's home, and he would get the big ovation, and he wore that jacket, and he would walk down the aisle and that presence, and he just had to be big, and people had to bump for him, and it was good, and he did it with such enthusiasm. And it started with him, the booth with that little toy dog. And you look at, you know, the outpouring of support from the Chicago family, whether it's the organization itself, Walter Payton's son paid him a visit. Lance Briggs, I'm just going through the line here. Lance Briggs, Olin Krutz, Jerry Azuma, Jason McKee, like, just name after name showing their support for Steve McMichael. And there's a GoFundMe campaign that started to kind of defray the cost of his daily needs and care, which, you know, without getting into too big of a political discussion over the state of our healthcare in this country, that somebody like him who's had the career that he's had, like, that they're having to ask others for help to pay for his medical care, it's just tough. And I know that when he finally goes, that's going to be a sad day for Chicago. and for a lot of kids, a lot of people my age who grew up, you know, with him and Singletary and Duerson. We already lost Duerson. It's just Richard Dent, like just all those guys were so great. And to see him like this is like I said, it's heartbreaking. And so thoughts to Steve McMichael and his family.
I just had to read this part, man. Cause this is typical Mongo McMichael. And it goes to what you're saying. He's talking about the diagnosis and what it's done to him. And his quote was, "I thought I was ready for anything," McMichael says, "but man, this will sneak up on you like a cheap shot in Green Bay Packer." That's all you need to know the man.
Right. That is like, I mean, when he signed with the Packers, he was quoted as saying he only signed so he could steal their money and whoop their ass again. So no guff about Steve. We are losing a huge personality when he passes. And yeah, just I raise my glass to a guy who is special and was special. And so on that somber note, that is going to do it for this week's edition of Chair Shot Radio. We will get back to our regularly scheduled fun of telling you about how your team sucks, probably the St. Louis Cardinals next week. But until then, Dave, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you out there on the interwebs?
Yeah, you can check me out at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG and on Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression. And remember to send all your hate tweets to @PCTunney.
And you can find me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WRESTLNGREALIST. You can listen to Dave and I, of course, every Sunday here on Chair Shot Radio. You can also catch us on Monday afternoons with Bandwagon Nerds. And you can also hear me every Wednesday with Craig DeMarco and Miranda Morales on the Babyfaced Heel podcast. Thank you, everyone, for listening in to today's edition of Chair Shot Radio. We are at you every day with a different member of the Chair Shot Radio team talking to you every morning at around 6 a.m. Thank you. And on that note, you've been listening to Chairshot Radio, part of the Chairshot Radio Network on thechairshot.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.